Introduction. The fact that violence is all around us, if we only choose to see it as such. As human beings, we do not begin our lives as inherently violent or prone toward violence. Anyone who has ever cared for a newborn baby can tell you that. But as we move through life, we encounter violence in two ways. Violent acts that are visible and that can be associated with individuals and groups, and violence that is invisible because it is embedded in the taken-for-granted rules and practices of everyday life. This theater of violence, with the actors on stage who engage in violent actions and the staging of violence through social structures, is explained to us by ideas that surround us. We may experience violence as individuals, but taking a step back and seeing how violence affects our families, communities and neighborhoods, villages, cities and nations can be daunting. The reality of violence may be all around us, yet we are encouraged to turn a blind eye to violence that appears to be far away or to affect people who are not like us. The tragic stories of child soldiers who have been forced to witness and commit war crimes, often against members of their own families and communities, point to the lifelong trauma that can affect an individual who grows up in violent settings. Like child soldiers, we may live in places that solicit and or compel our support for violence, seemingly in our own self-defense or in defense of our loved ones. We get guns to protect ourselves from our enemies and build walls around our houses, communities, and nations to keep out unwanted intruders. In situations where the threat of force reigns supreme, violence and fear are closely interrelated. When it comes to violence, we are taught to remain vigilant so that we can identify the bad actors who are responsible for violence. But when it comes to identifying so-called good guys and bad guys, where do ourselves fit? How often do we look away, explain away, or remain indifferent to the suffering that violence engenders? We cannot change the facts of violence to suit us, but we can change the stories that we offer to explain those facts. Changing the stories that we tell about violence allows features of violence that remain hidden to come into view. Stories that attribute violence to individual causes, such as bad luck, poor choices, or moral failures, are pervasive and circulate as taken-for-granted truths. Some stories maintain that human beings are inherently violent and must be disciplined into a moral, social order. But because violence is so widespread and affects so many people, the human suffering that it generates cannot be explained away as the work of a few individual bad apples. When a young man takes a gun to his high school and murders his classmates, who is responsible? Can personal choice really explain such a horrific event? When babies die from hunger in war zones, are they simply unlucky?